Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us, once again, the one and only Scott Ian. What's going on, man?
What's going on? I'm in the middle of house painting and walls getting cut down, and it's pretty nuts. I'm moving, and I'm like kind of right in the thick of it right now. It's insane. I highly recommend it to anyone who wants to add a boatload of stress into their life.
I want to talk to you about, obviously you have so much going on as usual. I want to talk to you about the Speaking Words gig. The North American tour is now underway, and the Speaking Words gigs that were so successful in Europe are here, coming here in the States. We already know your musical influences, but who inspired you when it comes to the art of spoken word?
Well, I can't really say anybody because I haven't seen anyone really do what I'm doing, except for maybe Rollins back in the early 90s when I saw him do it once or twice. I mean, I know he still does. I just haven't seen the show in forever. But what I'm doing is it's really nothing like Henry's show. So certainly I was inspired seeing him, 20-odd years ago doing that just because I'm a fan. And I just thought it was amazing that he was able to stand on stage with a microphone and entertain and have the same command over an audience that he did when he was fronting a band. So I was just highly entertained by it. But just what I'm doing, I can't say I had anyone to look at, or it's not like I've been following other people who do this and now I'm out doing it. I don't know that there is anyone else. Someone told me recently Zach Wilde's gone out and done some storytelling nights, and I'm sure that must be amazing because he's a funny dude and obviously has great stories. So but for me, I don't really have an inspiration other than just myself wanting to do it. That's really where the impetus for this whole thing came from, was that I just really felt like it's something I wanted to try, and it was a challenge that I kind of threw out there for myself because I thought I could do it, but I really didn't know how, to make that happen and if anyone would really care, so that it was just a big challenge for me thinking that I can go do this. I could stand on a stage for 2 hours and entertain people and tell stories and be good at it. So I just kind of threw down that gauntlet and made it happen.
Full Metal Jackie with Scott Ian hanging out on the show with us tonight. Right now, a new tune from The Haunted. This is Eye of the Storm. Architect UK with Broken Cross off their new album Lost Forever, Lost Together, which will be out March 11th. Hatebreed before that. Don't forget, Jamie Josta checks in weekly for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. That's coming up this hour. It's Full Metal Jackie, Scott Ian with us on the show. The Speaking Words North American tour is now underway. You can, of course, go to scott-ian.com for all the information. And Scott, what makes the fulfillment you get from doing a spoken word show different from being on stage with Anthrax?
It's really not different. It's the same kind of a thing. I mean, the only difference is this is much newer to me, obviously, because I haven't been touring this for since 1984. But it's very much the same kind of feeling, same kind of kick in the ass that I get from playing shows. It's really the same thing. It's the same kind of feeling. And really, the only difference for me is that the physical difference of these shows are, strangely enough, more tiring than playing an Anthrax show, which you'd think would be the opposite because it seems like I'm being more physical during an Anthrax show, but walking around, pacing a stage and standing without a break for like 2.5 hours, I couldn't believe like physically how actually hard it was.
Full Metal Jackie with Scott Ian on the show with us. Quick break. Josta's weekly pick from the pit is happening right after this. That was Witchfinder General and Death Penalty. Full Metal Jackie with Scott Ian from Anthrax on the show with us. And speaking of Anthrax, what's the progress of songs for the next Anthrax album? And how is John Donay fitting into the creative process?
We're just kind of in the thick of it, writing-wise. We've got a lot of material right now, musically, together. I've been trying to focus on lyrics now just to try and catch up because we do have a lot of material written and arranged musically. So I'm on my fifth song now lyrically, And just overall, though, things are actually, and I hate to say it because I feel like I might jinx it if I do, but things are moving pretty fast, you know, for us in Anthrax world, where we're at right now. It's actually, I have to say, it's actually moving pretty quickly, which is a scary thought because it's usually never like that for us. But the vibe has just been great. Charlie, Frankie, and I have spent a lot of time writing together, and the vibe has just been really good. I think we're just all really happy to be ramping up to get to do this again after the killer run we've had on Worship Music. And as far as John Donay is concerned, we've been sending him material, and you know, he told me he's been working on solos, and I'm looking forward. I haven't heard anything he's written yet, but I know the plan is pretty soon to get into Jay Rustin's studio, our producer, and start kind of like doing pre-production on the solos as well, and listening to where he's at.
Full Metal Jackie with Scott Ian from Anthrax with us on the show. Quick break. Scott will pick the next tune right after this. Full Metal Jackie with Scott Ian from Anthrax on the show with us. And Scott, the last Anthrax album, Worship Music, and even the one before that, are great examples of world-class songwriting. What exhilarates you most about writing songs?
The fact that we still can, I think. I go through the same kind of nervous process every time, just wondering if, are we going to be able to do it again? What if all our ideas are gone? You know, what if that's it? What if we used them all up last time? You know, when we finished Worship Music, we obviously felt, you know, really strongly about this piece of work, and thought we made a great record. And, you know, it came out, and it people all over the planet really connected with what we did. And then, of course, you know, super excited about that and have a great 2 years of touring. But always in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, what are we going to do next? You know, how are we ever going to do this again? And what if we just don't have ideas? And then you just start. You get in a room and you start writing, and it just happens. And that's the crazy thing, is that I just get so pumped up over the fact that, okay, here we go again. You know, and then, of course, the results, you know, as you're writing new material and you're just imagining playing it live, I get the hugest kick out of that, too, because, you know, you write riffs and you arrange songs and you just think like, wow, this is going to go over so big, like on festivals in Europe. And so it just gets, you just get more and more excited each step of the way.
Scott Ian from Anthrax with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week is coming up, and more with Scott. So stick around. That was new music from Monty Pittman, A Dark Horse, off The Power of Three. Full Metal Jackie with Scott Ian from Anthrax, talking about the Speaking Words North American tour. It's now underway. And tell us about the Pledge Music campaign for the Speaking Words in Glasgow DVD.
It was brought to my attention, Pledge Music, through Missy at Megaforce. And, you know, she just wanted to see what I thought about it, and did I think like this would be like kind of a cool way to release this DVD. And I started looking at what other people were doing on there, and I thought the sense of humor was awesome, that people were kind of willing to put themselves out there the way they were putting themselves out there, by offering, you know, these crazy experiences to obviously super fans. You know, it's not, you know, I mean, someone's not going to go spend a whole ton of cash to go like record shopping with me, or, you know, have me show up and do a private Speaking Word show for them, you know, unless they were a super fan, obviously. But at the same time, I just think this is a really cool way to get, for a band or an artist, to get their stuff out there without any kind of middleman, without even needing a record company. You know, it really takes all the middlemen out of it, and you're communicating directly with your audience. And I just think that's amazing that I'm able to do that, and at the same time kind of offer these experiences that then it takes the, you need a record company because they're a bank. I know I'm story's a little convoluted here, but you know, most of the time you go to a record company and you sign a deal because they're the bank and you need their money to go do whatever it is you're doing, whether it's making a DVD or making a new record or whatever. And this Pledge Music thing kind of takes that out of the picture, enables you to own, you know, your art and be able to release it and, you know, and pay for it and give people an opportunity to have these once-in-a-lifetime experiences that they obviously wouldn't be able to get if you were just putting this out through a record label. You know, and it's not like all crazy stuff. I mean, you could pledge $10 and get the DVD. So it's not like you have to spend $1,000 on something. A lot of people, I think, get confused by that. You just look at the list, and it's everything from $10 for the DVD up to, you know, something insane like going to the World Series of Poker with me and hanging out with a bunch of poker pros for whatever. And, you know, it's just crazy that you wouldn't be able to do anywhere else.
Well, it sounds really cool. For info, you can go to pledgemusic.com/projects/ScottIan and more info on scott-ian.com on the Spoken Words tour. Scott, I really appreciate you taking the time to call in, and I know you're very busy. Good luck with the rest of this tour.
Thank you so much.